Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify. What is up, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Ride, your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning podcast right here on the Steel Curtain Network, which is a part of the Fans First Sports Network. Thank you for taking the time this Monday. I hope your day's off to a great start. Your week is getting off to a great start, and we're back to the Monday morning conversation. When I was thinking about this, thankfully, I have people I'm surrounded myself with and do a better job than I do of reminding me of things that happen year after year. I literally feel like I live my days day to day. What do I have to do today? What do I have to do to get ready for tomorrow? And then the next day, let's tackle that day. And so sometimes I kind of forget the minutiae in some of the details that are associated with stuff that's a little bit bigger picture. So someone like Dave Schofield is a great resource for me, because there are times where I will forget some things that we've done for years. And he says, hey, don't forget, we always do this. Oh, that's right. And one of the things is the Monday morning conversation today, where I have Dave join me every year after the draft. And we give our first way too early 53-man roster predictions for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know a lot of people might say, well, Jeff, this is about as dumb as a 2025 NFL mock draft. Well, first, to anyone that would say that, I would disagree, because 2025 mock drafts, you have no idea what the college season is going to look like. You have no idea who's going to get hurt. You don't know what the draft order is. At least in this case, we know the vast majority of players that are on the Steelers roster now, with the 7 draft picks, the 5 undrafted rookie free agents, and all the acquisitions and trades that have been made in the offseason. So at least we know those things. Now, we even talked about this in the Monday morning conversation. We're probably going to be way wrong more than we are way right as it pertains to how the fringe players play out, because I think there are still moves to be made, and we'll talk about that. But, you know, we always talk about the news before we talk about anything else on the Monday morning conversation. There really hasn't been. It's been a very quiet weekend. It is reported that the NFL schedule is going to release on Thursday. Nothing official from the league just yet. If that's the case, we'll have that to talk about. This upcoming weekend is rookie minicamp, so we'll get to see the rookies wearing the black and gold for the very first time, official members of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We can expect some rookies to sign their rookie contract soon. So we'll have some news for sure, but nothing this weekend. Very quiet weekend with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So as we always do on Mondays, the Monday morning conversation is what you have coming up right after this break, with Dave Schofield joining me to talk those way too early 53-man roster predictions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Steeler fans, it is time for the Monday Morning Conversation. We're staying in-house with this one and bringing in Dave Schofield, which has turned into a yearly practice after the NFL draft. We do our way too early 53-man roster predictions, and that's what we're going to do today. Dave, what's up? How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right, Jeff. This is, I guess, version one. We'll get multiple versions of these throughout the offseason now, but now is when you can really start to do it because you've added your players via the draft.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this is obviously we didn't do it after free agency, so we've got free agent acquisitions in this as well for the very first time. We'll probably do another one maybe after mandatory minicamp wraps up and the hiatus before training camp, and then, of course, during training camp we'll have one as they get ready to take their roster from 90 to 91 down to 53. But, Dave, before we even dive into this thing, was this an easy exercise for you, or did you find some challenges? Because I certainly found some challenges, but I can't speak for you.
Yeah, there's some challenges, but I have a formula that I stick by with it. I could try to explain it if you want to hear it, but you try to stick to the 25 offense, 25 defense, and the three specialists. Yeah. And then within the offense, there's basically one position that I look at that you can take an extra one somewhere where you feel it. And then you can borrow from other places if you need to. And then kind of the same with the defense. I feel that there's kind of, if you were really starting to skimp, you could maybe skimp even more, but there's kind of one extra one on each side of the ball that I think kind of flows into one position or the other from where I break down the numbers.
Right. So we're going to do this offense first, defense, and finish up with special teams. And that'll round out our 53-man early predictions. Dave and I did something different. You'll hear us talk about this as we go position by position. Dave did put like player to be determined in some positions. I tried to stick with players that were on the roster, and this isn't against what Dave was saying. And a lot of times my analysis is I agree with that, but at the same time, it was just a different philosophy. So
we actually flipped the script. Usually I insist on having guys
you're
to do
right,
that.
Yeah.
And you're like, another free agent signing. You've done that in the past. So I'm like, oh, well, if Jeff does that, I'm going to go ahead and say where I think they're going to sign someone. And then this year you stick with it. So it's all right. At least we get one and the other. So sorry if I flipped that on you.
No, it's okay. And I do want to say like the biggest struggle for me are just the numbers. It's just the numbers at each position. You know, some positions you have 10 offensive linemen. Will they keep 10? I don't know. Probably not. But who do you cut and where does that position go? We will be learning a lot about these players throughout OTAs, that mandatory minicamp that we mentioned, and then obviously once training camp starts. But let's get this started off on the offensive side of the ball first. And what better position to start with in quarterback? We both have three quarterbacks, but we don't agree on all of the quarterbacks. You have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, so do I. But you have Plumlee, whatever. I have Kyle Allen. Go and explain why you went with the undrafted free agent.
Why not? I mean, it's early. We haven't seen him do a single thing yet. So now's the time. If you're ever going to think that he has a great chance, now's the time to jump in and do it. And the reason I say that is I just didn't want to think that it was completely locked in already before OTAs, that it had to be those three. So I'm kind of just saying, you know, there's a chance you could switch that last spot. That's why I went here, and then I can change it at a later time if we see how things are going. Plus, I do think that he is a player that offers some versatility when it comes to game planning, you know, running the scout team, things of that nature, especially since, you know, he even played wide receiver at Ole Miss before he transferred to UCF.
I mean, for me, I didn't realize this at the time of his signing, but when Kyle Allen was brought on, I was the one that wrote that article, I believe, and I looked up his basic history in the National Football League. I didn't realize how much experience in terms of on-field playing experience that he actually has. He played a lot in Carolina. He played a decent amount in Washington when he was there. It wasn't until he went to Buffalo and then he just sat behind Josh Allen that he has experience. And so I leaned on that. You hope you don't ever get to the quarterback three. The Steelers did last year. And when you get there, you hope that he has some type of in-game experience. So that's why I went with Kyle Allen. All right, let's go to
another Buffalo backup cast off. I've been burned by that before.
All right, let's go to running back. We have the same. Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, and Cordarrelle Patterson. I did mention in this, and I'll let you talk about it, Dave. I wouldn't be shocked if, like, an undrafted free agent, I think it's Dejan Edwards. He came out of Georgia. He's got a pedigree there. Not sure if he fits, but I've learned something from Jalen Warren, and that is that you just never know. Someone can come in. They can show out. I'll never forget when they had the picture. I think it was after OTAs and mandatory minicamp when Jalen Warren was an undrafted free agent, and he was flexing on the camera during the team photo. And I didn't know who he was, but I remember zooming in throughout the picture on social media. I was like, who is this guy? Who's this 30 that's flexing on the camera? Like, that's a pretty strong pose for a guy that doesn't even have a role on the team. And then come to find out the dude can play. So I can say that Patterson is also a really unique enigma of a player on the roster. And is he a wide receiver potential? Is he a running back potential? Yes. Return man? Yes. I don't know where to put him, but we both agreed. What's your takes on the running backs?
Yeah. Well, first of all, whenever I did the, rookie or undrafted free agent breakdown, I was getting to know them. I'm not through them. I've only done two, and we've actually hit both players now that I've already done. So there's still three more to go. But with this one, with Dejan, what's his last name again? I can't even remember.
Edwards.
Yeah. I didn't think his tape was very impressive when I watched it. It just, nothing really jumped out that, I mean, he was the second running back at Georgia. I mean, still it's Georgia, but just nothing seemed overly impressive. And to me, Cordarrelle Patterson, that's, if the Steelers are going to use the third running back like they did last year, that's where you put him. They did not give a carry to any other running back other than Najee Harris and Jalen Warren, unless you count Connor Hayward as a running back, and he got one rushing attempt.
Yeah.
So if you don't have to use it, and then so you have Patterson there as your return guy, he's your emergency running back. You can maybe even do some special creative things with him if you want to. And then you can take other guys like that and keep them on the practice squad, that then you have bodies that you could bring up if you're starting to deal with some attrition.
Right. And so that leads us into fullback. Both of us agree that we don't see anyone being labeled as a fullback. I think Derek Watt was the last time in probably Mike Tomlin's tenure you'll see a bona fide fullback on the roster. You made the point that you could see Connor Hayward there, but at the same time, I don't think he's going to be used in that vein very often.
Think so either. Yeah.
To me, I think we just move. There's not a fullback on the roster.
Instead of fullback, we just take where that roster spot is, and we're kicking it to tight end is what I'm doing.
Yeah. And we'll get there shortly, but let's do receivers first. We both have five. I could see this actually being six. They've done that in the past. Picking these names, this is one of those where before we started this exercise, I said, did you find any challenges? This was a position that I felt there was a challenge. We both agreed that four of the five that we have are George Pickens, Roman Wilson, Van Jefferson, and Calvin Austin the third. You said to be determined addition. I threw Denzel Mims on there, but I think we all can agree that I don't think these five, it's going to be what you suggest. At least I hope so.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, I mean, that addition could come this week. That addition could come after 53-man roster cutdowns. It could be any time in there. I think they could. Now, if the longer you wait, the more the potential that one of these other young guys on the team can really ball out and show what they can do, and then the Steelers don't feel like they have a need to go out and get somebody. So I can understand if they're going to be patient at that position, but right now there's really no one jumping out of there. And honestly, if I were to add another player, I wouldn't have added Mims. I would have added Des Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I could see both. And honestly, it was just one of those where I was, okay, which player do I think has a leg up on the competition? You could have that debate. I could definitely see a case made for Fitzpatrick over Mims. But, you know, could this be a big splash acquisition? I don't know. But I think that either way, we are going to see another player come in at some point, and that's going to reshape the wide receiver numbers here. But we still have five. We'll see how they play, how they use these players too, because Quez Watkins is in the mix as well.
That's
the
reason why I was going to say.
I didn't pick Quez Watkins because I think the roster spot is between Calvin Austin the third and Quez Watkins. And I don't think he's competing with Van Jefferson, so to speak. What did you want to add to that?
I feel now it doesn't mean that all these guys are relegated to the slot position. It doesn't mean that way, but the it seems like out of the four receivers that I listed, three of them could be considered somewhat similar in Roman Wilson, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin the third, and Quez Watkins. Okay. Yeah. That's the thing. I just don't know that it gives enough versatility unless that's really what they're wanting from all of them.
Yeah. So it's wide receiver. That's one of those glaring holes that we assume that the team is going to address. We know they're working hard on trying to do that. We'll see how that pans out. Let's go to tight end. This was another difficult position for me. How many are they going to keep? If they are going to keep a four of them, which we both predicted four, there is going to be a camp battle, in my opinion. But we have Freiermuth, Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward, and Rodney Williams. Now, my prediction is the camp battle is going to be between Mykole Pruitt, formerly of the Atlanta Falcons, follows Arthur Smith to Pittsburgh. He is not known as a playmaker, but he's also probably not known for special teams, which Rodney Williams is known for special teams. Therefore, I gave him the nod. What do you think about the tight end?
Yeah, my thing is they carried four last year. They even dressed all four of them last year. And if you're thinking of this being tight end slash fullback, then you have four spots, even on game day. For it. And the reason I gave the nod to Hot Rod is because he did a really nice job on special teams last year. He's not afraid to go out there and do those things. And I'm not having a non-returner special team spot at wide receiver like last year with Boykin. So I'm making sure I'm keeping that at tight end with someone who's going to give you special teams. And there's two there that give you a lot in Connor Hayward and Rodney Williams.
Let me ask you a question quickly. It's kind of a sidebar. Do you think Connor Hayward, I didn't necessarily believe that his spot is guaranteed. Would you agree?
Guaranteed? No. I mean, if we've learned anything, no one's really guaranteed. I mean, my goodness, look, they traded away Kenny Pickett and Deontay Johnson. Yeah. So no one's really guaranteed, but I think it would take a lot for him to not make the roster because my goodness, his special team snaps alone last year were insane. And does it mean he's going to be a huge weapon in the offense? Not necessarily, but he fills in so many different roles along with, you know, with the big one being special teams. It would be tough. not to have him. To me, he's a younger version of Miles Killebrew, the guy that you just are going to keep around because he's going to play all your special teams.
That's a very interesting comp there. I like that. Now, if you add all these numbers up, we have 10 spots left if we're doing 25 on offense, and that's for the offensive line. And you and I both agree on these 10 players, but I'm just not sold on maybe them keeping 10 on the actual 53-man roster. We have, though, the same players, Broderick Jones, Dan Moore Jr., Troy Fa'utanu, Isaac Seumalo, James Daniels, Nate Herbig, Zach Frazier, Dylan Cook, Mason McCormick, and Spencer Anderson. If you were to get rid of one of these guys and only keep 9, what would you do, Dave?
That's tough. That's a good one. That's the key. That's why I put the extra position at offensive line.
Yeah, because I agree.
That's the extra one. You could go 6 wide receivers at 9 offensive line. I mean, to me, 8 offensive linemen is skimping because you need 8 to dress, and then you got to pull from the practice squad. You could do it, but not with these names. To me, it's going to play out very much through training camp. Some people, the first day that they would want to bring up is maybe a Dylan Cook. Steelers love Dylan Cook from everything that I hear. So they're like, well, if Dylan Cook is there, do you really need Dan Moore Jr.? I get that as well. But Dan Moore Jr. is also the starting safety net for if they want to ease in Troy Fa'utanu with the whole don't make them play 20 games idea. But whether they could do that with Zach Frazier or not is a good question, because then the other interesting name is, oh, well, if Frazier's good to go and Mason McCormick seems like he's also another suitable depth on the inside, do you really want to pay the $4 million to Nate Herbig? And then Spencer Anderson, I just think he's just an intriguing prospect maybe he's not as intriguing as I thought, but I mean, he dressed for every game last year. So why I'm so torn with all those. To me, your guarantees, I mean, and some people are like, well, maybe they're going to want them to go ahead and move on from James Daniels. But no, because I always thought they're going to extend James Daniels, even with the drafting of Mason McCormick. We just have to see. So to me, locks, Jones, Fa'utanu, Seumalo, Frazier. I would even say Daniels, even though I think Moore might be your starter to start. Doesn't necessarily mean he's locked if Fa'utanu just blows everybody out of the water.
To me, the one question that you have to ask yourself if you're the Steelers is how versatile is Spencer Anderson in reality?
Yeah.
You were right on when you said he dressed every game, and that there is value in that because you look at DeMarvin Leal, we'll talk about him, but I labeled him Mr. Inactive at the end of the season. But you have this situation where if Spencer Anderson is that versatile and can play all the positions, well, that now changes everything. Yes. Because now, like, do you need a Dylan Cook? Do you really need 4 tackles? Probably not. Do you need Nate Herbig in that $4 million cap hit? Or if Mason McCormick can fill a lot of that interior depth and Spencer Anderson is that versatile, that gives them options. So the more I think about this, if Spencer Anderson is that guy, now if he's not, I think that makes your decision-making pretty simple. If he's not that guy, he doesn't make the team, and you probably run with the other 9. But otherwise, I think that if Spencer Anderson is the guy that we all think and hope that he is in terms of depth and versatility, like a Kelvin Beachum type of guy, then he provides a lot of value, and he also can save you some money if you do cut ties with a Nate Herbig to save yourself some money. But that's going to be a very interesting position group to watch as they start to decipher things throughout rookie minicamp, mandatory minicamp, OTAs, and then eventually training camp. So we have 25 total roster spots on the offensive side of the football. Now let's go to the defensive side, and we start with the defensive line. Defensive line, we have the same, I believe, Cam Hayward, Larry Ogunjobi, Keanu Benton, Dean Lowry, Montrevious Adams, Logan Lee, and Isaiah Loudermilk. I mentioned Mr. Inactive DeMarvin Leal. I think that, to me, you might disagree, Dave, the battle is going to be between Leal and Loudermilk to make this team.
Yeah, and it's, to me, it's not even two dogs, one bone. It's two dogs, we'll see if there's a bone there for you. Because to me, this is where I kept the extra position, was defensive line. Just because I think saying no to DeMarvin Leal is a big enough step already. I mean, maybe Logan Lee doesn't make the roster. You know, spoiler alert, I had all the draft picks make the roster. That's generally what we do right after the draft.
Yes.
Because we obviously love all of them. But that's, there's no guarantee there. And then people forget about the Steelers adding Dean Lowry. The thing with him is, if he really can offer the play that he was expected to offer, was it Minnesota he was in last year?
It was.
With, yeah.
He tore his pec. He was on IR. Yes.
Exactly. So therefore, he didn't really have all that much production last year because of the injury. If he comes back and produces even at just, you know, 75% of what was expected of him in 2023 in Minnesota, that's a great depth piece that you're going to be having there that can even, you know, hey, if Larry O's not getting it done, he could even push himself into the starting lineup because he was that quality of a player in the past, but he might be winding down that career due to injury. But you could also say the same thing maybe with Cam Hayward because of the time he missed and he was dealing with injury. So there's a lot of question marks there. I wouldn't be shocked if even offensive and defensive line, if injury could even maybe sort these guys out.
Yeah. And I was fine with the extra position being on the defensive line. And I wrote this in my analysis of the position, is that I want them to find pieces of the puzzle that can not have Cam Hayward out there as much as he has been and limit his usage. Mm-hmm. If Cam Hayward at this stage of his career finds himself more of a specialist role, I'm fine with it because he'll be able to execute that. And you're not going to rely on him the way that they even tried after he came off of injured reserve last year. And you could tell he was a shell of himself. He said it himself. He got injured in training camp and then re-injures it more severely in week one. And even after having surgery and comes back early, he's not even 75%. So after postseason surgery, they say he's healthy, but still, I don't want to overtax Cam Hayward. I want to see him play more. So that means you got to get other guys. Maybe it is a Dean Lowry and Isaiah Loudermilk. I don't care who it is.
Well,
they need to find a way to do that.
I think you got to get the most from your other guys, because I don't see, with keeping seven on the roster, I don't see a way that they could have seven of them active on game day.
They wouldn't.
That's just too much.
Someone, let's go with the seven we have. I could see Logan Lee being inactive almost every
game. Then that's what you could do. You do it with the rookie and just continue to keep him on the roster. That would be it. But, I mean, it's not like Isaiah Loudermilk. I'm all overly excited about that. It could be DeMarvin Leal. And we didn't even mention Braden Fajoco's back.
I forgot about that.
He spent most of the year on practice squad last year. Right. So there's a lot of options. I just wish that they had more high-end options.
So Fajoco, we talked about this position for just a few more minutes. Fajoco is a guy that, if I'm looking at who's he battling for a roster spot, everyone's going to say Montrevious Adams, but when you look at the two of them, they are complete opposite players. Montrevious Adams might be a nose tackle based on the roster, but he is not. Like he's more of a pass rushing guy. He's more speed. He's more, you know, quick twitch, if you want to put it that way, where Fajoco is more of your old school nose tackle. I want to plug up the middle. And there are still fans that clamor for that since Casey Hampton's retirement. This is going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting.
He is the only nose tackle listed on the roster.
Who's that?
Fajoco.
Okay, so they changed Montrevious.
Everyone
Adams
else is just defensive tackle or defensive line.
All right.
He is the only nose tackle.
So let's go to the next position, outside linebacker. This was a position that I was like, well, I know the three, and we have the three down, TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Nick Herbig. And then I was like, I don't even know who I'm going to put there. And then I look at your list, and you had Jeremiah Moon. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about Jeremiah Moon. Yeah. Jeremiah Moon was the player the Steelers poached off of the Ravens. When the Ravens were continuing their playoff push, the Steelers said, "Up, he's on their practice squad. We want him. He clears waivers. Well, we got it." So no, they pick him up. So they might go ahead, Dave. What do you want to say?
It was close to that. He was on their active roster. And they released him to try to get him back to the practice
and they
squad.
Picked him up
Was it Mark Andrews coming back? I think you're right.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And the Steelers claimed him off waivers.
Yes.
Because anyone could do that and they could take him on. I was really torn about this as well. My first instinct was to say a to be determined addition. I almost did that. And then I'm like, wait a second. No, I'm going to put a person here. And I actually even typed in looked and what I had, you're gonna love this story. Went to look up his name on the Steelers roster. I was gonna type in, is it Kyron or Kieron Johnson, who was on the practice squad, elevated three times, then put on the 53-man roster and was constantly active on game day because all he did was play special teams, played like one or two defensive snaps for the Steelers, even when they were getting thin at outside linebacker. He was only for special teams. I'm like, I'll just throw him on there for special teams and say the other three are going to hold him down. And when I went to the roster to pull off the spelling of his name is when I saw Jeremiah Moon. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that guy that was actually on the Ravens 53 last year. Yeah. Let's put him in there instead. That's my story.
And it makes sense. And because if the Steelers value him that much, that they're going to put a waiver claim in on him. And not only to screw over the Ravens, which makes it even sweeter, but the Ravens, you know, Jeremiah Moon didn't light it up for them. He didn't have an unbelievable statistical performance, but he is a serviceable guy that can also play special teams. That is not what Marcus Golden did last year. Nick Herbig did that last year. You would expect Nick Herbig to do that again this year, but I think you and I both agree Nick Herbig's expected to take a step into that number three rotational role, and Jeremiah Moon can fill in when necessary, and they're both going to play special teams, so you have that feather in your cap as well.
Yeah, and honestly, that was something that hurt them last year at times, was having some of these guys that were in reserve roles that didn't play special teams. It was starting to bite them at inside linebacker when they had to go with Miles Jack. It started to bite them with Eric Rowe at safety, you know, older veteran guys that are coming in, but they're not guys that you really want out there running on special teams. And that's why if you even remember what game it was, they had Marcus Golden inactive one game because they needed to have, they had actually brought Kyron Johnson up from the practice squad and had him active over Golden because they needed the special teams guy. So that is something to remember with this, because you need someone who can do that. It's a very important role. And that is, you know, having a player like that on your roster, taking the last outside linebacker spot, especially if you want to get a good three-man rotation with Herbig in there and with Highsmith and Watt, that would be phenomenal. Then you just have Moon if you ever need him for a few snaps, but mainly just the special teams.
I agree. Let's go to inside linebacker. We agree on the four: Patrick Queen, Landon Roberts, Cole Holcomb, and Peyton Wilson. But we both said the same thing. What is Cole Holcomb's availability? If he starts the year on the PUP list and maybe eventually ends up on the reserve list, then you and I said almost the same thing, and I didn't even read your analysis. Mark Robinson could find his way onto the roster. Otherwise, I think if Holcomb is available, Mark Robinson's tenure on the roster is probably coming to an end. You agree?
Yeah, Peyton Wilson was the upgrade. Yes. Bottom line. I mean, Mark Robinson, it was a good story. It really was. But that was a killer last year when he's the bottom guy on the depth chart and they're just pulling guys off the couch, off other teams' practice squads that instantly get inserted above him on the depth chart.
Right.
Because they couldn't trust him out there. They saw what happened in his rookie season. They put him out there against the Ravens. They weren't expecting him. He was out there stopping the run and did a phenomenal job, had a fantastic game. Then the very next week against Cleveland, it was a game that the Steelers won handily. That, you know, remember, this is 2022. But as when he was on the field, they switched to a pass. That's what they did. That was their game plan. Great game plan. Steelers just had to take him off the field. They just couldn't put him out there.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah, so inside linebacker.
Here's a question, though. I have a question for you. Sure. If Cole Holcomb is 100% week one, who are your two starting inside linebackers?
In my opinion, it's Patrick Queen and Landon Roberts in terms of starting. Those are the guys I went out there. And
I remember Cole Holcomb was the man last year until he got hurt.
I'm not taking away from what he does. And I think he'll still play. If Cole Holcomb is healthy, then I think you're going to see very limited amounts of Peyton Wilson outside of special teams.
Yeah. But I mean, Cole Holcomb was the guy.
Yeah.
He was the guy. And then, are we going to put Roberts out there with him in certain situations? Are we going to put Alexander out there with him in certain situations? I think we're having Steelers amnesia that Cole Holcomb, if he, obviously the Steelers weren't banking on him coming back fully. Steelers fans aren't banking on him coming back fully because it was a bad injury. But if he does, my goodness, you really got to think about that. If you want to put Patrick Queen and Cole Holcomb out there together and then using Roberts in there sparingly, that's something you have to consider. This is something that he's almost kind of a forgotten guy because of that injury, and he might not be ready to be forgotten yet.
It's a good problem to have. The Steelers were not going to wait around and see what happens. Sign Patrick Queen. You have Landon Roberts. You draft Peyton Wilson. They're not going to say, well, let's hope for the best with Cole Holcomb and let's see. No, they have an insurance policy there. They have a plan in place. So I like what they've done. All right, let's go down to cornerback, another position very similar to wide receiver in terms of we assume there's going to be an addition there, but what is the addition? Nonetheless, we both have Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, who was acquired from the Carolina Panthers in the Deontay Johnson trade, Corey Trice, and Beanie Bishop. Now, you then have a to-be-determined addition. I have Darius Rush to make up the five. I don't know where Darius Rush falls in here. This is where it's in. Some people might say it's Rush versus Trice. I don't know.
I don't know where Corey Trice really falls.
Right, and Beanie Bishop isn't a guarantee to make the team either. Oh, no. He's just someone that we're all talking about because he's an undrafted rookie free agent. So it's going to be interesting to see the cornerbacks, but I agree with you. I think there's going to be an addition made.
Okay, part of me wanted to say Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, TBD edition, and winner of the five-man battle. Now, that's how I ultimately wanted to fill that in. I'm like, the most I could get away with is saying adding one more player. And I said in my explanation, the Steelers had two more corners where one of the guy is an inside guy, a slot guy. Then I'm not putting Beanie Bishop on this for a while. Now, he could be one of those guys in camp that really surprises. How many times is the guy that we thought was going to surprise everybody in camp then not? Okay. Yeah. So that's a wild card. Porter Jackson. I stopped. That's your guarantee. That's your guys that are going to make it, you know, because they just traded for Jackson. That's part of the reason why. I mean, my goodness, if we were looking at last year's room, I wouldn't have even said Jackson was guaranteed. It was just Porter. And I'm not saying that he's not better than those guys. I'm just saying he's more of an unknown. I mean, he did not, I keep saying his numbers last year, played a ton of snaps, 5 passes defensed, no interceptions. Didn't have a lot of big numbers in that regard. Then you say Corey Trice. I'm kind of putting him out there because I'm afraid Steelers fans would roast me if I don't. But so many people are banking on him being such an answer. And if he is, that's great. But right now, if you're thinking he has to be, then you're just a fool, Steelers. Yeah. And I don't think they are, because there's no guarantee that he's even going to be what he was last year coming off the injury, let alone if what he would have been last year would have been good enough to even make the roster. You know, he's the unknown. That's why he's so popular. You know, kind of like Beanie Bishop. That's why he's popular too. I haven't seen him do anything. I mean, neither one of those two guys have we ever seen in full contact in a Steelers uniform. Neither one. And yet I'm putting him on there just because there's a little bit more hope there.
I could see that. Let's say the Steelers make two acquisitions that are rather inexpensive at this position group. It's good, but it would change it dramatically.
Yes.
Let's say they sign Cam Sutton, who's a free agent. We all know the off the field issues. If they do the vetting procedure there and they bring him in, okay. Let's say they bring back Patrick Peterson as well, but he's under the pretext that, look, we're only going to use you sparingly in sub packages. He says, that's fine. I'm cool with that at this stage of my career. That changes everything. Because in my opinion, there goes Darius Rush, Beanie Bishop. Let's try to get him on the practice squad. And there you have five, and that's totally reshaped what the cornerback room could look like. And that's kind of what I expect, not necessarily those two moves, but acquisitions like that that will reshape this room. And I'm sure that by the time we get to training camp, before training camp, when we do this again, we probably will have new names on these lists. So,
and that Corey Trice, that's only the best of the bunch. Give me one person that completely blows us out of the water compared to the other three or four guys, and then he's going to be the last guy in.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness, we put Corey Trice as our third option. He needs to be your fifth option to maybe squeeze on. So I think they have work here to do.
And I hope that Corey Trice comes back healthy. I hope he stays healthy. I hope he plays well. But we can't bank on that right now, just like you can't bank on Cole Holcomb being 100% when the season starts. All right, let's go to our last defensive position group, safety. We both kept five. We kept the same five. Minkah Fitzpatrick, Deshaun Elliott, he was a free agent acquisition. Demonte KZ, they keep him around. Miles Killebrew, special teams captain and ace. And then Ryan Watts, sixth-round draft pick out of Texas. I did say in my analysis that Watts is unique because I think that he's a cornerback by trade coming out of college, but he also has the size and length of a safety. So if you were to ever wanting to have one of those hybrid players, the Steelers do like to have those type of players on the roster that might be able to flex back and forth. They don't use them a lot, but they do like those type of players. Ryan Watts could be that guy. I said in my analysis, I don't care what they do as long as Minkah Fitzpatrick isn't playing the role he was last year, which is in the box. Get him back in center field where he makes plays, where he belongs, where he stays healthy. Other than that, I honestly don't care, but I think this is a good five. You agree?
I'm not as sold on it. I'm really not. I almost went with Tristan Thompson. In place of Ryan Watts, because you know he played safety before he got hurt too. He was one of those
Trenton Thompson or Tristan?
That's what did I say?
I don't remember. Is it Trenton though?
Trenton. I might have said Tristan. I say that a bunch. I have Trenton written up for it, which is the right one. But I've called him Tristan a bunch. It's TT anyway. With him. I could see him because he fits more the role of safety. But then I'm like, but this is a chance where someone like Watts, maybe that's your new gunner. That's what I thought right after he was drafted. That's what I've heard people talk about since the draft. I outlined the number with him last week on StatGeek of 34.5-inch arms, the longest of any defensive back, cornerback, or safety in this year's combine. I mean, it's crazy how long his arms are. But really, he doesn't. There's no guarantee he's making the team. And my bigger concern then is I'm like, oh, I like to squeeze him on there for special teams. But you got another safety there, Miles Killebrew, that he's your special teams. So are you okay with just the other three as the main guys that you're playing at safety? I am, as long as they're all available. But then if things start happening like last year, I'm starting to think that the bottom two of that depth chart could then have him in trouble.
Yeah, that's a good point. I forgot about Thompson, and he could find his way onto the team. We'll see what it looks like.
They could go six safeties and six defensive linemen. That wouldn't surprise me either.
You're absolutely right. Again, I just want Minkah Fitzpatrick out of the role he was last year. Put him in the back. Let someone else do that. And yeah, let's play some ball. So that's 25 total on the defense. Anyone knows that's 50 total heading into special teams. We both agree. There's nothing to discuss here barring injury. Christian Coutts was re-signed as a long snapper, so he's the guy. Cam Johnston, a.k.a. Bill Burr lookalike, the punter, they signed him in free agency to a three-year deal worth $9 million. He's your guy at punter, and Chris Boswell is Chris Boswell. So I viewed it as nothing to see here. There's your 53 players. Anything to add there, Dave, on any position group or the 53-man exercise at all?
Yeah, there's some places where you can move stuff around. Yeah, the specialists, that was very easy. I know some people were even wanted, are they going to draft another punter this year? I'm like, not when you pay another guy $9 million for three seasons.
Yep.
That's not what you're going to do. This is their guy now, outside of injury, that's going to be their punter. So that's locked in. But I could see the Steelers, you know, shifting things around. You know, keeping an extra defensive back rather than a defensive lineman, maybe squeezing in another outside linebacker to have more help with special teams rather than a defensive lineman if they don't feel that those guys are really, really showing out. Yeah. And honestly, out of everything that we've done here, the thing that I would say is the least likely is 10 offensive linemen, just because, I mean, nine's enough. I just don't know how it would play out of who wouldn't make it. So that's why I'm sticking with the 10.
Yeah. It's funny because we'll do this multiple times throughout the off season, gearing up for the regular season or for the end of training camp preseason when they have to make the roster cuts. And it's insane when you look back at all the versions, you're like, man, we were spot on here and we were way off there. So anyone that wants to, you know, jump on social media and say, y'all are idiots, we admit that we're going to be wrong on some of these positions. I think we did a good job illustrating that.
Just wait 4 months and how bad it's going to look.
Yeah, seriously.
Look at it 4 months from now and come back to it.
It's going to be like, anyone that wants to come at us and say, y'all are idiots, do your own and tell us where we're wrong. And then we'll have that discussion. But ultimately, if you're banking on, well, they're going to sign a receiver. We said that. They're going to sign a cornerback. Same thing. So, all right, this has been good. Dave, do you have any idea what you're doing for Stat Geek or for Scobro this week? Have you talked about that?
Well, I'm needing to call on the Nerds of Steel to send me some what do you want? What do you want me to look up? What do you want me to dive into between now and training camp? I want to break down what you all want to hear. I've got an idea for this week that I'll do if I don't have anyone bring up a better idea. So we'll have that going. This week, where the rumor is, and I was had it being expected based on the NFL being a creature of habit, that we got the schedule coming out this week. So myself and Brian Anthony Davis, we will be doing our annual let's see if we can guess any of these games right exercise, because that's even more futile than the 53-man prediction. But it's still a lot of fun to try to do that. So we got that coming, and still breaking down the rest of the undrafted rookie free agents on the website. So three more of them this week to finish that off, and we're getting ready for OTAs. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a busy week, though, with the schedule potentially being released on Thursday, rookie minicamp, like you mentioned, coming up this weekend. We'll at least be able to see some of the rookies in Steelers gear for the first time, which is always exciting. But Dave, thank you for your time. Make sure you check out all of his work at steelcurtainnetwork.com and on our podcast channel. Dave, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. A big thanks to Dave, as always, for taking the time. He's a busy guy, and he fits this into his schedule every single year, and he's got a lot of podcasts to do, and so I do appreciate that. Folks, be on the lookout on Tuesday, as always, for the tweet. You can find me on Twitter at jhartman, @HARTMAN_PIT. I put out the tweet. All you have to do is respond to the tweet, and I will answer your question live on the air on the Wednesday Let's Ride podcast. So be on the lookout for that. You'll always have great questions, and I love answering. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. But other than that, folks, that's it. That's a wrap on this Monday show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. You know, we finish these out. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Have a great start to the week. We will see you on Wednesday.
My candles burning bright. I sleep for 3 to 4 hours every night. Sipping coffee, burning all till the morning light.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.